Speaking of Cowboys camp, they always do this the first full weekend of camp. They have the official opening ceremonies. They did so on Saturday. Jerry Jones was front and center, and he joins us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We're doing good. We're doing fine here.
Morning.
We are having a good morning. It's a good day in Cowboy Land.
Good. It's early out there, too, I guess.
Very early. But I've always thought, as well as thought, that it's good to wake up early, get an early start on the day. You know, there's an old saying that the early bird gets that meal.
Worm.
I don't think it's worm, but it's some kind of meal that he gets earlier in the day. I guess breakfast. The early worm goes for breakfast.
There you go. Well, big news over the weekend. You guys reach an agreement to extend the contract of Jake Ferguson.
Who?
He's your tight end.
Is that 87?
That's 87.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, we did. And that was a good. He's the seventh highest paid tight end in the league. It's a good deal for him.
Yeah.
That's as a tight end, you know, we consider that a motion contact position, as it were.
Right. Yeah.
That's the way I describe it, and we got that deal done. And Stephen, this guy right here, who's not next to me, but I like to say this guy right here when I'm talking about Stephen, he got to negotiate it. Only because his mama made me promise that he could go do it on his own. And he originally gave Ferguson 50% ownership in the Cowboys, and he only had to play half the season. So I had to go back in there on that deal and correct a few things.
Oh, yeah.
That Stephen just had just given away the farm. But got it done. It's one of those positivities that you look forward to having be a part of what you when we're doing it. We look at it and we make sure that this is the thing that that's gonna be
right.
So that is it.
Well, okay, but some people wonder. You got that deal done pretty easily, an extension for Ferguson. Why can't you do that for Micah?
Well, he's gonna want to be paid now. Well, it's how bad you want to be paid.
Well, that's what Steven said. That doesn't make any sense. Of course he wants to be paid.
Listen. Micah is making $20 million a year to stand around and watch people practice football. Yeah, that's a good job.
We've heard that.
That's
but...
a good job. Now, and I'm not being trite or being competitive. I'm not being competitive here. I'm just truth saying. And, you know, Micah, it's very clear in our talks with him, as well as our non-talks with him, that he wants to be a leader.
Non-talks.
Now, if he wants to be a leader, he needs to step up. And he needs to step up and accept our lowball offer. That just needs to happen.
That's stepping up.
That's the way it works.
And I don't, you know, I've been doing, look.
What?
I've been doing this 38 years,
yeah,
give or take. I do not talk to agents. I never have. I never will. I speak to only principals. Mm-hmm. So if Micah wants to take a job at a junior high and be the head of administration, I'll talk to him.
But, principal.
But right now, and I'm smiling when I say that Micah is pissing me off.
Yeah. Whoa.
He needs to quit going on wrestling podcasts and needs to start practicing and signing whatever deal I shove in front of him. That's what he needs to do.
It doesn't always work like that, though.
No, it doesn't. And, hey, look, I've been at this 38 years. I've been at this 38 years.
I think it's like 36.
And I know that I was there when we were winning Super Bowls, and I'm here now. Mm-hmm. And I say that because it sounds like I'm making a really profound point, but it really has no content in it whatsoever. When you make this
Okay. Pulling back the curtain there.
Pull back the curtain. That's right.
Hey, what was that deal? Why'd y'all give Charles Haley a microphone over the weekend?
I've been asking myself that for about a few days now. It's always a mistake to give Charles Haley a microphone. Yes. We knew that back then, and we know it now, and we seem to keep forgetting it. But yeah, he was real excited because he got invited to Charlotte's birthday party, where we had, you know, Charlotte had to, well, I always have to do it up big, where she, I have to hire ponies that get dressed up as unicorns. We tape a paper towel holder, you know, the cardboard of it to their snout and make them look like unicorns and paint their tails pink, and it's all princess theme. But anyway, Charles got to go to that, and somehow he found out where Gene hides the cooking sherry, and he went to town on that. And the next thing you know, he's up there at that opening singing happy birthday to her and commenting on her sexual attractiveness.
Uncomfortable.
It was very awkward.
Always very awkward. But the people there, that opening, they were real nice to me, real nice to everybody, and those fans really loved me.
Well, you kind of got booed.
No, I don't. Now, see, I don't. That's you talking. That's you talking.
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't think those people were booing me. I thought they were saying moose.
No.
Well, you love the 90s
Cowboys.
I'm
pretty sure,
don't you?
Because they remembered when we used to have a fullback named number 48, and that he had a nickname called Moose. And so when they saw me, it reminded them of that. That's the way I saw
pretty
it.
Pretty sure they were booze.
Hey, look, I know the way you guys work. I know y'all about to besmirch me on national cartoons.
Not all of us.
And I don't like it. In fact, I'm filing a conjunction against you to keep you from ridiculousing me on national local airwaves. That's what's going to happen.
Well, go ahead and file that conjunction.
Yeah.
Hell, if y'all want to make fun of someone, make fun of Jerry Jr. He's the one who still isn't fully potty trained at age of 58. Hell, I'll help you write that one. By the way, let me say this.
Okay.
And let me say this. I went to the doctor over the weekend, and I got a clean bill of health. Mm-hmm. All right, all these people who are waiting for me to pass on so I can be out of that GM spot, you're going to have to wait a lot longer.
Okay.
All right. I went to the doctor. At first, he said I had a lot wrong with me. He said I had about 50 different diseases, disorders, and conditions. But after I slipped him a few Benjamins, I got that clean bill of health now.
That's how you do it.
He said, first he was like, you're going to live, you'd be lucky to make Christmas. And by the time we were done, I got an additional 157 years. So you tell me you can't negotiate a deal.
Yeah, I guess you can.
I negotiated the hell out of that deal. All right, we're going to have a good camp now.
Okay, have a good camp. We'll talk soon.
Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah from Oxnard.